I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, December 26th. Capricornus is one of the constellations of the zodiac, so it's well known. But it's small and faint, so it's not easy to see, especially from light-polluted cities. Right now, though, a bright light points the way. Venus, the evening star, is passing quite close to the constellation's brightest star. The rest of Capricornus spreads out below Venus. The constellation represents a sea goat, the body of a goat with the tail of a fish, and there are lots of legends to explain it. In ancient Babylon, for example, the stars represented a god who had a human torso and the tail of a fish. He came out of the sea to pass along wisdom and knowledge. And in Greece, the stars represented the god Pan, who had the torso of a man and the hindquarters of a goat. The legend says he was threatened by a monster. To escape, he jumped into a river and tried to change himself into a fish. But he botched the job, creating the sea goat. The constellation's brightest star is Delta Capricorni. It's quite close to the left of Venus, which is well up in the southwest at dusk. Delta actually consists of four stars. The system is about 40 light years from Earth. The rest of the sea goat lines up to their lower right. It forms a wide triangle. The shape is sometimes described as an arrowhead or the bottom of a bikini bathing suit. No matter how you describe it, though, this is a good time to spot this famous but faint constellation. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.